producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ben Carson takes on the media. Donald Trump hosts Saturday Night Live. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Which one do you think will go? So Carson and Trump are battling it out for the top spot as the Republican nominee for president. Right now, anyway. That can all change when we get closer to the primaries. But Ben Carson is taking some fire for some things he said in some books. In fact, he said to George Stephanopoulos on ABC that if you show me somebody, even from your business, the media, who was 100% accurate in everything that they say that happened 40 or 50 years ago, please show me that. I'll learn something from them. He said on Face the Nation that his own staff has found proof that the incident at Yale University, in which he was the only student to show up to retake a test his professor claimed was accidentally burned. The journal said that, the Wall Street Journal said it could find no record in the Yale student newspaper that his photograph and name were published as the most honest student in the class because he had not pretended he had seen the notice of the retest. They say we could find it. And they couldn't find it? Why do people put that out there to make the accusation, make somebody seem dishonest? Then it's disproven. Let's go on to something else. Give me a break. That was Carson saying that's not true. And then he got into a back and forth about the academy, about West Point. He answered questions about attending West Point. When General Westmoreland visited Detroit, Carson pointed to the military academy's website, which used the word scholarship. He's been criticized that he said he was offered a scholarship in one of his books. West Point technically doesn't charge anything to attendees, but those benefits are not referred to as scholarships. That's not the only thing that he's had to answer his attackers for. He said he is being vetted more heavily than any other presidential candidate because he's a threat. Fair or foul, is that true? Do you think that's true? He says the secular progressive movement sees him as a very big threat because they can look at the polling information and see that he is the candidate who's most likely to beat Hillary Clinton. So that's the other thing. One, does he get the nomination, really? Does he beat Hillary Clinton? Do you think that's true, that he would beat Hillary Clinton? Right now, he's worried about battling out Donald Trump for the top spot. By the way, Ben Carson does say, and his people would certainly tell you this, the more controversy that seems to swirl around him, whether it's about things that he wrote in books or something that was just said, he raises more money. More people give him money. $3.5 million, cha-ching. His latest fundraising surge based on what's been happening with him. In an LA Times poll, Trump and Carson lead, but Marco Rubio is moving up. And keep your eye on Marco Rubio and make up your mind whether you like Rubio or not, because to me, he's somebody who could sneak up and grab that nomination. Trump, 20%. Ben Carson, 19%. Rubio, 14%. And then it drops down off of that. Ted Cruz with 11%. And Jeb Bush with just 4%. Boy, if you're Jeb Bush, don't you just want to get out of this race? Is it not humiliating for Jeb Bush to be called low energy and get pummeled by Trump? But he's still hanging in there. We are 1 year ahead. We are 1 year in front of, would have just passed the 2016 election. Where will we be? National results. Donald Trump, 25%. Ben Carson, 21%. Rubio, 12%. Cruz, 12%. Jeb Bush, 4% so far. And think about what the electorate will look like for the Republicans. They say in recent elections it's been divided about evenly between voters with college educations and a blue-collar wing without college degrees. Trump has a strong lead in the less educated wing of the party. Rubio support more from college graduates. And as the primary season really starts to unfold, all of that info that I'm telling you now, that all becomes very, very important. Who has the right push, the right demographics to get the word out and to get the votes that they obviously need? And, you know, it's interesting in talking about Ben Carson and what he's had to deflect or push aside. His rivals in the Republican Party are not going after him. They're just avoiding the whole criticism of Carson, staying away from that, not taking the bait, not answering questions about pyramids or things in West Point or anything that Ben Carson is talking about, just completely avoiding it, except for Trump. He was pretty active on Twitter about the story on Carson's claim that he was offered that scholarship to West Point, and CNN's reporting that it couldn't back up Carson's claim of a violent youth. Trump said, with Ben Carson wanting to hit his mother on the head with a hammer, stab a friend, and pyramids built for grain storage, don't people get it? So he'll probably still ride down that same road as he tries to push away Carson and not have him get any closer. Matt Rotan, a Carson supporter in Houston, something I just read this morning, who was on the host committee of a fundraiser last month, told Politico, because they did a big story on Ben Carson, that he trusts Carson implicitly. He said, I know the man, trust him, appreciate what he had done, and has proven he is smart and clear-headed to me. The fact that he isn't a Washington regular appeals to me. Seems we've lost our moral compass in D.C. And does it come down to that? Does it come down to we have a broken situation in Washington, which we do, when you get these outsiders, they're not used to some of what happens when you're in the middle of a presidential run-up, especially when you're close to the top or sometimes you're at the top. And we're getting to the tail end of the year where we swing into the primaries, and all of this stuff really matters. Ben Carson says it's ridiculous, and he says, I just, you know, don't understand this. Now he's got the top tier status in the Republican presidential primary in a big field. So I think he's going to suffer through more of it for sure. How about you? 855-266-5283. We'll take your calls in the mailbag next.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. situation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex and the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries, and based on some studies, for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I've been out in the desert. I have wandered on through the sands. I've been burned, I've been thirsty. I've walked with the devil through dangerous lands. I have seen with my eyes images I wish I could erase. I have danced with ladies. Temptation, I have felt a fire, I have seen her face. Well, I can't make it, I won't last another day. Each day is torture, baby, each day is torture when you're away. I can't do without you.
All right, tough to interrupt that one. Pretty smooth. Thanks for that. Patrick Eggdorf, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As we go down the path of who said what and what did they do on the Sunday swirl, you got a little dose of it. The big other part of the news is that, of course, Donald Trump raised the ratings for Saturday Night Live, the highest that they've seen in 4 years. Are you shocked? No, you're not shocked. And I actually saw Saturday Night Live. I purposely watched it because of that, and I have to say it was fine what he did. And why would he do it? Other people running for president have done it. Sarah Palin, John McCain, Hillary Clinton, Obama. Think of it. Just the list goes on and on. So it's good for them, too, if they have a lot of people watching and it's another side and it comes off well, then maybe you catch a few votes that way, especially the younger vote. At least that's the intention of Saturday Night Live anyway. They say about almost 9 million. They don't know the hard numbers yet, just the overnight numbers. But probably close to 9 million people watched Trump on Saturday Night Live. Grimster's on the line. Hey, Grim.
Yeah, I watched it.
It wasn't controversial.
No, there wasn't really nothing to it. I mean, the ratings overrated.
Yeah, there you go. It's overrated because anything with his name is drawing attention.
Well, I think he's kind of lately here, the way he's treating Ben Carson, we're getting into this smear campaign with him and Ben Carson, and I think Trump's cutting his own throat. And really, if you want to rate anything, Kate, let's do 5 ratings of the media.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, who do you think is the worst of all the media?
Well, first off, if you go to the Democratic side, you got the demonic battling the evil. Yeah, me. Okay.
Right,
now, this
right.
is my opinion, which, you know, the evil is going to outweigh the demonic. Because, you know, Hillary's just plain out evil, but still yet you got somebody that claims he doesn't even believe in God.
Right.
And I don't see him winning. Now, if you go to the other side, you're going to have Republican, Robo, and then you're going to have, you know, Donald Trump, extremists. And everybody wants Trump to win, but he's kind of shown his true colors by doing what he's doing to Ben Carson, whereas Ben Carson is, he's... He's doing what I said last week by not letting the media walk over him.
Yeah.
And the media is showing their true colors because they're not researching it. And they're being beaten down by, you know, what I'd call the Republican and the robo-Republican media.
Yeah, meaning it's just getting repeated, 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 but you don't know the whole story.
Well, that's what, you know, like you were saying with the... Mark Rubio, you got to mm-hmm. watch the robos
mm-hmm.
that are reporting.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be, you know, political, if you ask me, you know, because the last reported was if Ben Carson and Hillary ran against each other, Hillary beat Ben Carson. Now, that's the last report I heard on you know, an opinion poll.
Right.
But you got the latest where you said, you know.
It's the opposite.
Possibility that, you know, mm-hmm. Ben would beat her. But see, that's the whole point. You've got the liberal media out there wanting Ben Carson against Hillary, so you're going to get a biased poll for the simple reason if you got that, we got to shoe in with Hillary now.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying is let's look at what the media is doing and not so much the candidates. But Donald needs to back off and start saying what he's going to do for the country instead of, you know, this smear campaign against Ben.
Yeah, I don't think that it, I agree. I don't think it helps him. I don't think it helps
won't.
Him, so why do that?
Well, as far as Republican goes, that's an immediate turnoff.
Yeah.
Democrats love it. But when you get on the Republican side, no. Why are you talking bad about somebody when you should just be talking about the good you're going to do?
Yeah. Why would you jump on the other side? I agree.
Now,
yeah.
As far as football goes, was it crazy or what?
That is a crazy game. I just could never have predicted that finish. I thought it would be high scoring in a sense, and a lot of people said, oh, no, it's not going to be high scoring, and of course it was. But the Eagles barely winning that in overtime is crazy, thanks to the coin toss, I think.
Well, yeah, I think thanks to the coin toss, but I knew it was kind of coming with Denver. I thought it'd be last week would be their downfall, but it wasn't. And Indiana coming back, but boy, I'm talking about across the board.
Yeah.
We had, you know.
Oh, across the board, yes.
San Francisco beating Atlanta.
Right, not even with Colin Kaepernick as the quarterback.
Bingo.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of crazy, you know. I mean, I thought week 8 would be the kind of, you know, the 500 ball end of it. But now we got a lot of people that can participate for the wild card, if you look at it, after this you know, week 9.
Wow, I know.
It's really crazy across the board. Just like Minnesota, I was talking to Pat there. I said, Minnesota got to win. You got to watch them now. They're 6-10.
Yeah, it's crazy. Go figure. I mean, trying to sort it out is insane. I agree.
But that's the love of football. And
I know.
There's.
I say this. You get it. You totally get me. You totally get this. It's the us's and the them's. It's my team and your team. It's are you playing on the same team? Absolutely. There's so many comparisons now to football, especially, but to just sports in general. It's crazy.
Well, that's what makes life the spice of living.
Oh, you crack me up. I love it when you call in. Thanks, Grim. The spice of living. Yep, it certainly does. It does make for interesting, without a doubt, interesting conversation. And, this week in the NFL reminded me a lot of what's happened in these debates with the Republicans. And then, how about the goofball-y, and they even did a parody on this on Saturday Night Live, the Democrats and the crazy forum. What is the purpose of that? And here's part of the problem. Part of the problem is you don't have, and this was on MSNBC, part of the problem is you don't have a lot of excitement, frankly, because there's not a whole bunch of candidates, or even a handful. Remember last time you had crazy John Edwards, you had Obama, Hillary, etc., on down the line. So you had a slew of people to talk about, no matter if it was going to narrow to Hillary and Obama. But now the Democrats, it's like pulling weeds. Who possibly could round this out on the stage? So Rachel Maddow moderated the first, in the South anyway, presidential candidates forum. You had Hillary, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley at Winthrop University in Rock Hill, South Carolina. And it was very lackluster. It was, in fact, it just, I don't know, that's what I thought. When I watched, I don't understand. I don't see how this does anything good for the Democrats other than they contractualized to do it. So they did it. But I read lots of op-ed pieces about how that forum played on. And some of, depending on what news organization, some people loved the way that forum was held. And some people hated it. Like anything else. I read one headline that said, Rachel Maddow dazzles and puts the Republican debates to shame at the South Carolina Democratic Forum. Then it's a huge success, starting with Martin O'Malley. O'Malley asked about why Democrats are not being successful in the South. He didn't answer, so she asked the question again. And then talked about needing to talk about their ideas and framing and sticking to their message. Then, of course, Obama rejecting the Keystone Pipeline. Many of you wrote to me about that. We booted the mailbag. We're going to get back to it. Plus, we can throw in a call or 2-855-266-2283. Back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig. Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LaCig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LaCig.com. Spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Tonight. Kate Delaney, how you doing, America? Now that we've gone down the path of who's zooming who politically, we haven't really even talked about the kind of week that Hillary Clinton had. Hillary Clinton, is her people are trying to do whatever they can to shut down, apparently, from everything that I've read or gathered from people in Washington, the whole FBI investigation. And you know, they're just kind of basking in the 11 hours of Benghazi and moving on from that. And, you know, she's the presumptive nominee, I guess, again, unless something changes, because you certainly cannot think that that is going to be Bernie Sanders. But, you know, who knows? Throw the coins up in the air and see where they land. A lot of you have, of course, the election on your mind. It's less than a year now, if we're being technical about it. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one is from Mina. in New York. Hi, Kate. I listen to you all the time, and I have to tell you that I enjoy the show because you jump around, which is good. I listen to other forms of talk radio, and some of them are excellent, too, but they stick to one same theme over and over again, which means that I don't tune in for very long, so I seem to hang with you a lot longer than that. I have to say, I really could care less about Donald Trump. I don't dislike him. I really am neutral about Donald Trump. But I watched him on Saturday Night Live, and he played along with their silly games. And, of course, ratings were soon to follow. And I just keep looking at this man and saying, I don't see him as president. I am that rare bird of a Republican in New York. In fact, I live in Manhattan. But if it is up to Trump, and it's a Trump-Hillary Clinton deal, I have to believe that Hillary Clinton beats Donald Trump. What do you think? Oh, there's so many other factors that go into that. Who are the running mates? And really, here the running mates could really matter. You know, often that is just like, it doesn't matter who the running mate is. Who cares? That's not important. It's all about who's on the who's on the front card. I call it the front card and the undercard. But I think this could matter. You know, I was away last week for a few days, and I visited the LBJ White House. They call it the Texas White House. And what was interesting about that is, in those times, he brought people to Texas, Republicans and Democrats. He flew them in. Can you imagine now? They'd be looking at the pennies. How many times are you flying everybody into Texas at his ranch? And they would just work sometimes through the night, and he would negotiate what he wanted from people. And, of course, we know that Vietnam War was really the unwinding of LBJ, and he was having problems anyway with his health and didn't want to run again. But it was fascinating to take a look back into history and think about the significance of LBJ. Why did Kennedy have LBJ on the undercard? Because he needed a big state like Texas. He needed somebody to sort of soften who he was. And even though LBJ was opinionated and bombastic, he was a Texan, and he brought Texans in the South and, you know, whatnot. So the undercard could matter for Trump. It would matter for Trump. It would matter for Hillary Clinton, too, depending on who that person was. So it's tough to, I think it's tough to answer that question right now, because I just don't believe that. I'm not even sure if Hillary Clinton is the person. The only reason I say yes is because who's there left? And Bernie Sanders, I just don't think Bernie Sanders at all is the guy. He's whether he has people backing him or not. So I think it is Hillary Clinton. But for the Republicans, I'm not settled on Trump. I don't know that he gets the nomination. Okay, let's move to this one from Jacob, who says, Kate, Ben Carson, he has just lost me. I don't get it. I know that people are exaggerating things. They're not telling you the whole story when things are being quoted. But I just don't see this dude as being the president of the United States. He might have been a great neurosurgeon. I think he'd be a lame president. He doesn't even speak correctly into the microphone, so we can't even hear what he's saying. He's certainly no orator. You know, I'm not attacking him per se. I just don't want him to be my president. I don't want him to be president. I want Donald Trump to be president. I think I like Marco Rubio. Well, good for you. The LA Times poll puts Rubio moving on up, and in fact, third behind Trump and Carson. So who knows? Sure, it's possible. I can't believe it's going to be Jeb Bush. Everyone that I've talked to has said they really believe Jeb could surprise you. I'm like, I talked to someone the other day who's a pretty decent insider, and I said, really, they're still in the Republican Party. They're really putting him on the boards and talking about Jeb. Yeah. He's great, can raise the money, but he's got to be able to raise people around him. He's got to be able to finish in the primaries. So maybe he does fight through the primaries, and we just see what happens in Iowa, see what happens especially in New Hampshire and those beginning states and how he fares. Here's one from Dan the Man. Kate, you talked a lot about that New York-DC train and the horrific crash, especially going along that Philadelphia route, which is where that accident happened. And I guess they're getting money, that there's more money being dumped into trains. I don't know if you read that or not, especially one that can really haul. Yeah, you know, it's timely because the Federal Railroad Administration okayed a $27.8 million grant for a rail line that would move the trains between New York, D.C. at 300 miles an hour. They have this magnetic levitation that reach speeds higher than the regular trains. But they're a fraction of the expected cost of what the private organization doing it in Japan, what they thought it was going to cost. So that's pretty good. It was awarded to the Maryland Department of Transportation and the Maryland Economic Development Corporation. It's going to be used for planning, engineering, environmental safety reviews, compliance, all of that. Be wild to ride that train. 300 miles an hour. Whew! That is fast. You are hauling at 300 miles an hour. Definitely. All right, here's another one. This one is from Billy. Billy says, Kate, everywhere I looked, I kept reading this headline, and perhaps it was on my Yahoo, I'm not sure, but the conversation about Hawaii's homeless rate is actually the highest in the nation. What do you attribute that to? Oh, making my way to paradise. I'm going to make it. And then the cost of living there is crippling. And then they're not making it all of a sudden. Or there's a big community of people who are artists and pot smokers and hanging out and all that stuff. So there's fast food workers, there's all kinds of things somebody can do there, but it's so expensive to live there. So yes, there's homeless encampments apparently all over the place, especially in Honolulu. And it's grown in the last couple of years. There are 487 homeless people for every 100,000 peeps. That's a pretty big number. And they say since 2010, they've seen that rise that's happened despite the fact that the national rate has fallen during the economic recovery. And the most populated island, Oahu, is where the homeless are mostly gathering. They're banned from sitting and lying on the Waikiki sidewalks, and they're talking about, is there a temporary place where they could house the homeless people and figure out what to do. And there are shelters and programs, but there are fewer empty beds than are needed. In fact, they say the state needs 27,000 affordable rental units by 2020. And it's a problem. Especially on Oahu. They seem to get the worst of it. And then it's sad, so many of them with families. So it's all kinds of people, as you would imagine, mothers, kids, men, trying to get help, trying to figure out what are they going to do. Because what would you do? You're homeless in Hawaii. There's only so many jobs. There's only so many odd jobs. Maid, dishwasher, assembly line worker. You know, what is it that these people are doing? So it's not surprising to me that the number's high. It's surprising as to what they're doing to combat it. That there has to be a better way to streamline that process, I would think. Coming up, it's about the numbers. Yes, indeed, another version of We Can Count.
Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
The numbers. So let's jump right to them. This edition of We Can Count, the blind barber was awarded 100 G's for wrongful termination. Did you hear this story? Appalling to so many when it first hit the Twitter sphere and beyond social media. So the blind barber, this is how the story goes. When you think of somebody giving you a shave and cutting your hair. This was a legally blind barber. And he was awarded that money by a Massachusetts Commission Against Discrimination. They say he was wrongfully fired. The Boston Herald reported that Joel Nixon had been working for Tony's Barbershop in Norton for a year before his boss discovered his condition. The 29-year-old has retinitis pigmentosa, which affects his peripheral vision. It makes it hard for him to see at night. He's been declared legally blind by the Massachusetts Commission for the Blind. And he said there's a chance he might lose his sight forever. But he says it hasn't affected his work. And the barbershop owner, Tony Morales, fired him in 2012 after he tripped over a customer's leg, then later that day tripped over a chair in the waiting room. Morales disputes his account, saying he wasn't a licensed barber and simply wasn't pulling his weight. It's a bunch of lies. Morales says he plans to appeal the state's decision, which came down before we headed into the weekend, and awarded him $75,000 in lost wages and $25,000 for emotional distress. He said after he was fired from the barbershop, he struggled to find some place to work. He saw his condo go into foreclosure, was forced to apply for food stamps, and had to hit up charities for Christmas gifts for his family. So it was a bad deal all the way around. This story is a sad, crazy story. A rancher who was shot by police in this incident with a bull. And what happened, again, was, you know, the chaotic moments, whatever. This is an Idaho rancher who was needlessly killed by two deputies at the scene. So that's where it can get confusing. So why, when I say confusing, in any scenario where you're being approached with a gun, especially in this situation we're talking about a ranch, and why, so you got a problem with a bull. But what happened was Jack Yantis, who died November 1st in really a crazy exchange of gunfire with these two deputies on a very dark, open stretch of highway. What happened was this Jack Yantis responded to the scene after one of his bulls was struck by a station wagon after sundown. Something went very, very wrong to have them both firing their weapons. The actions of the police department, according to the family, led to the death of the 72-year-old council resident, Council Idaho. And what their versions of what happened, they say, Yantis being informed of the accident around 6:45, then you had a dispatcher who told the rancher he'd have to go down the highway and put down his 2,500-pound bull whose leg was injured by the crash and was becoming agitated. Yantis was making the arrangements to take care of the animal, but the deputies began shooting at the bull, failed to kill it. Instead, they hit it in the gut, prolonging its misery. But then he got his rifle, stood about 2 feet from the bull, prepared to shoot it. One cop turned around and grabbed his shoulder and jerked him backwards. The rifle barrel was still pointed at the ground, the family is saying. But it's freaky what happened here. And the discharge, I suppose, when that went off, is what had the deputies turn their guns on Yantis, shooting him in the chest and in the abdomen. And that's what happened. A misunderstanding when it was just an accident. Oh, boy, it doesn't get any more horrific than that. We go back to more numbers, because this is about numbers, needless numbers or sad numbers or whatever. Whatever numbers they tend to be. But the blind barber getting the 100,000, and then on the opposite side, the accidental shooting, and trying to explain that would be very, very tough. Very tough. And then how about these three teenagers who were arrested after the Michigan police stop this school shooting plot? Anybody who can stop a shooting plot, I applaud them, including what happened here. But unfortunately, the Michigan police gunked it up. So that's not the end of the story. Seems so simple, but apparently it's not. Remember, it's letter of the law. So what happened is you had these teenagers, and the idea was they were going to commit mass murder by shooting up two local schools in October. But they were tipped off, the officials were, and the plot was disrupted. You had an 18-year-old and two 15-year-olds, each charged with conspiracy to commit first-degree premeditated murder and false report or threat of terrorism. All three arraigned and charged. Arranged and charged. Scary from one perspective, I think, because they had plans. I mean, they had drawn up these plans. If you ask the parents, they would say they were good kids, normal, did what normal kids do. And the, do normal kids do that is the question, and the answer is no. No, they do not do that. Because of how risky it would be. Incredibly risky. That's that situation where something happens, it's unforeseen, and suddenly it turns really, really negative. I want to squeeze in another one before we skedaddle from this hour, anyway, of America Tonight. One of the things that has been on the minds of so many people is marijuana and the legalization of marijuana. It really feels like that day is coming sooner rather than later. And Hillary Clinton over the weekend called for the reclassification of marijuana, saying that over the weekend it's looser federal regulations governing marijuana would be better to boost scientific research on a drug that may help altering pain and show some medical benefits. Clinton was speaking at a campaign event in a place called Orangeburg, I love that name, South Carolina, and she said changing U.S. rules would acknowledge the drug's potential for medical uses and give scientific access to the drug for further investigation. So now the National Institutes of Health are going to, once that's all done, research what's the best way to use it and how much of a dose does somebody need. How does it interact with other classifications? Because that's the other part of this very scary scenario. What are the most dangerous drugs? And the list goes on and on and on and on. Trust me. Remember, you can always send me an email. How do you do that? AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in. Thanks for spending time with us here on America Tonight. Thanks to you, Patrick Eggdorf, on the technicals, and especially anybody out there who's listening. We appreciate it. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.